for the Talking Place.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, broadcasting live from Bucyrus, Ohio, and the 59th annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival on this getaway Friday, August the 14th, 2026, out here with Matt Morgan on this Friday morning. Matt, how you doing?
Doing pretty well.
So what is on your mind on this Friday morning?
I don't know, not a whole lot, I guess. I mean, we're just waiting, looking around, I suppose.
Well, the rain has stopped.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. I'm not big on, well, I don't know, the rain's okay, I guess, but I'm not big on getting rained on. That's no fun. And I think it bodes well for the Bratwurst Festival. I think that that the attendance would certainly be hurt if it was raining.
And by the way, we do have new remote equipment here. First time we've ever used this. And apparently, from what we're hearing, is it sounding better than any other remote equipment we've ever used?
Well, that's what you want.
I did some heavy-duty work this past week in the studio.
That's good.
Making sure this would work as well as we hope it's working here today. Now, there is some activity starting here on this wet getaway Friday morning. I do see some activity. Some people in some golf carts going up and down the street. The rain has stopped at this particular point. But we've got big guests coming up. I know we're going to have the Queens later on, who I love talking to here in Bucyrus. And I'm sure we will have our polka music with Wayne Golub and Anthony Kolker later on. That's one of my favorite hours. And possibly a big, big name guest coming up before this broadcast is up today.
Well, that's good. You know, I don't know. I was just thinking. Bakers is like way down there, right? Like,
that's
Bakers,
right.
Bakers is in Bucyrus.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it's way down there. That's not another county just up the street.
Well, it's not like way down. It's like two blocks. But yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about that. This place isn't
that was
that
what
big.
Was on your mind here this morning, huh?
Yeah. This place isn't all that big.
Well, Bucyrus is a great little community.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, it seems nice enough.
Yeah, I like Bucyrus. I think it's it's a little hamlet of beauty. And I think I remember Bucyrus very well because when I started at the radio station, I don't think people knew I was from Marion. And the thing always was you did have to tell people, newsmen, when they came, that it is not Bucyrus because they tend to want to pronounce it Bucyrus.
Yeah, I don't know.
We had a newsman who came from Indiana after I started there. And somebody forgot to inform him that it was Bucyrus. And first time he did a newscast with Bucyrus in the news, Bucyrus.
Well, that's unfortunate. You know, I don't know. I've never called it Bucyrus. I mean, I guess I have, but never like in, you know, always like in a, joking fashion, I suppose. I don't know. It looks like it's spelled Bucyrus to me.
Well, that's because you're from Ohio. That's just like Lebanon. Now, people will actually out of the area will pronounce that Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Yeah, but we're indoctrinated to call it Lebanon, just like we're indoctrinated to call this Bucyrus. And there are a few like Gallipolis. It's Gallipolis. They say Gallipolis.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might have to stick with Gallipolis.
No, it's Gallipolis.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just sounds weird to say Gallipolis, so it's Gallipolis.
So, you know, there are a lot of places in Ohio like that. There are some. Can anybody else think of some other ones? If you can, send us a message on the Facebook. Hey, Mary sent us a picture of the Beatles. I think when we were playing Dumas Walker, could you hear Dumas Walker okay? I think you could, but I'm not you, so I don't know.
I like the Beatles. Beatles are pretty good.
Oh, the Beatles are great. You know, I was talking yesterday with somebody. I think I know somebody who's on the spectrum of the autism spectrum.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I tried to tell them this, and it was not greeted very well. People don't want to be told they're on the spectrum.
I don't see what difference it makes.
I don't think that's a horrible thing to tell somebody. There certainly are worse things.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there are plenty famous and successful autistic people.
Right. Oh, no, autism's not a diss. I'm just saying there are tendencies that people with autism do have.
I can imagine, yeah.
I think one of them, they are very persnickety about the way they look.
Okay. I mean, I don't know about that, but okay.
No, they are. They got to have every hair turned just right. They got to look exactly right before they step out of the house. You know, they want to look good.
I don't know. Well, that's good, I guess.
Like, you don't know any unkept autism people.
I don't know. Look, I have a brush in my car, but, like, I don't brush my hair in my car because it always just seems kind of pointless. Because, like, I brush my hair, and then my hair will be, you know, brushed. And then I'll step out of the car, and then the wind will just, like, mess it all up. So I'm like, okay, cool. That was just a waste of time. So, I only brush my hair if I'm inside.
And autistic people seem to be, they don't show emotion very well outside of their inner circle. Like outside, I mean, with their inner people, they're a little more emotional. Outside of that, not so much.
Yeah, that's believable. I can believe that.
Yeah, that's an autistic trait. And another autistic trait is you don't take advice very well because you're really not listening when the other person's talking. You're already thinking of other things. So advice to you is kind of a moot point.
I don't know, maybe.
And I would say also another trait of autism is somebody who... What?
What a conversation.
Well, we have guests coming up later on at this particular point. I just had to steer it to something of interest.
It's fun.
I'm just saying there was a conversation I had with somebody, and I believe that they have a touch of autism. I'm not saying that they're fully autistic. I just think they're on the spectrum.
Well, I think the theory with the spectrum is that everybody's on a spectrum somewhere, you know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's a spectrum. It's like, you know.
Well, some people are higher than others. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
a fear of aging. Fear of aging is another big autistic one.
A fear of aging.
Fear of aging. People don't like aging. They're not into that.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't know any, I guess I just don't know enough.
So those are some traits that I witnessed in the person who I diagnosed as autistic on the spectrum. And so I said that, and they did not really, that was not greeted with happiness.
I can imagine, yeah.
But you know, it's interesting, they were immediately disagreeable, which is another trait of autism. So there you go, I thought, you know, checkmate.
I mean, I don't know. I think that might be a bit far-fetching, but it's okay, I guess.
Hey, here's something interesting. Right across the way from us, I don't remember this in any other of the 8 years we've done, right next to Smith's is a macaroons and cookies tent.
You ever had a macaroon?
Oh, I have had a macaroon. Macaroons are very popular, and they're weird-looking.
Where are they from?
Oh, they're from across the street, right over there. You can get the macaroons right over there.
What country? Where are macaroons?
France.
From? Yeah.
I thought you. There you go.
There you go.
See, you got a little touch of autism. You thought you're always right, but I slipped that one in.
Well, I mean, I was right, but you were.
Yeah, but
also,
why did you think I was not going to get that right?
I don't know. I don't. This is not a thing most people know. Is where food comes from.
Listen, I know everything.
I don't know where a whole lot of food comes from, but macaroons is one of the ones that I know comes from France.
Now, some movement is starting to happen here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Now that the rain has stopped for about an hour. And they're getting ready for the day. There's Snowy's over here, too. Shaved Ice. I don't remember that from any other year. T-Mobile is over here on the corner. That's from what we can see right now.
Shaved Ice is pretty good. I might have to invest in some Shaved Ice at some point.
Now, what is this over here? What is that? Cutco?
Probably knives, I'd assume, if I had to guess.
Cutlery? It says something about cutlery.
Oh, I guess it does. Yeah, the world's finest cutlery.
So we got knives here. We've got Snowies here. We've got macaroons here. We've got cream puffs, hot dogs. You know what's interesting? Being here with this overcast weather, because of the rain, it is, it's kind of like night because the lights are on.
No. Lights are on.
Yeah, the lights are on the Schmidt stand. What? What was hard to understand about that?
I don't. I thought you were talking about the streetlights, and I was like, the streetlights are
no,
not on.
No, the streetlights are not on. But you see, the light is on the cream puff Schmidt's stand across the way.
Are they not always on?
No, I don't believe they're always on. I believe that's triggered by day and night.
Well, that's nice, I guess. maybe the headlights on the cars will turn on today.
You know, there's no rain right now here. I'm surprised. A lot of people thought there was going to be rain all morning, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, good surprises.
Yeah, so Kentucky Headhunters tonight, 9 p.m. here. That's the big entertainment. A lot of country here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Now, there was a controversy in Marion this year because the Popcorn Festival is not having country music for the first time in their 46-year history.
Hey, when is the Popcorn Festival?
First weekend after Labor Day. So what do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I think that you got to have some country acts in Ohio, especially in Marion. Marion, not as much as it used to be, but it's still a pretty big farming community. I don't know why you would omit country from the from the festival, but I guess they that's what they decided to do.
Do you think that's going to hurt them in the long run?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
The Marion Popcorn Festival obviously takes place in Marion, Ohio. Country music is probably the most popular genre in Marion. I don't know why you would omit country music. I mean, I don't know. They say it's just hard to find acts, which I'm not gonna argue that, but I think that omitting a country act was a bad way to go.
Well, who was here last year? They had a big name here last year.
Tracy Byrd.
And this year, the Kentucky Headhunters, I mean, they seem to find it over here in Bucyrus. They seem to find the country music. They know what draws.
I don't know. Maybe they're just, like, planning out, like, a year in advance. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe the Marion Popcorn Festival people...
When's the Popcorn Festival playing? Like, 3 weeks before? They go, okay, let's throw this thing together. Let's see what we got.
I don't know. I'd assume it's not taking a week, but I don't know. I mean, you know, they could be actively planning the next Popcorn Festival during the Popcorn Festival.
I think they are.
Oh, well, then there you go. I mean, then I don't know. You got plenty of time.
But there are all these old 80s and 90s country bands that still go around, like the Kentucky Headhunters and Tracy Byrd and Sammy Kershaw.
I'm going to see Tracy Lawrence with my dad and brother in September.
And where will that be?
Akron. So he's still out and about.
And what does he sing?
Country music. You like what songs?
Yes.
If the World Had a Front Porch, Texas Tornado... I don't know, you know, the country music.
See, I don't think I'm familiar with him.
Oh, I love Tracy Lawrence. I just I don't know a whole lot of the names.
Are there a lot of people in country music named Tracy?
I guess, you know, it probably is a popular name. I could believe that.
That's not a popular name anymore, though. People don't name their kids Tracy anymore.
Oh, yeah, Alibis is another good one. Paint Me a Birmingham, that's a good one. Find Out Who Your Friends Are. I think
play another Kentucky hit. They've got to have more than one hit. Dumas Walker, I imagine, was their smash. But
I mean, Dumas Walker has 39 million listens. I wouldn't
call 39 million listens.
Yeah,
My goodness.
I mean, you know, I could pull up some artists right now who have songs in, like, the billions of listens. So, you know. They're no billions of listens.
Well, but they started before there was this technology.
I guess, but I mean, I don't know.
But what other songs do they have?
We got Walk Softly on This Heart of Mine, I guess. We have Spirit in the Sky.
Spirit in the Sky, play that. That's a big hit. I think they used that in the Found. Well, now, give me a second.
Okay.
Lord. I was going to give it an intro there. Spirit in the Sky was used... in what popular movie of recent years as the theme song? How about that?
All right. Well, are you ready now?
Well, I'm asking a trivia question.
I don't know.
Okay. If anybody knows that, let me know during while we play this song. This is a good song, by the way. All right. Crank her up here. Spirit in the Sky. I didn't know the Kentucky Headhunters did this one. Spirit in the Sky here on WGH Talk Radio, live from Bucyrus, the 59th annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Kentucky Headhunters. Spirit in the Sky, the Kentucky Headhunters, tonight here, 9 p.m., Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Now, do you know what famous movie in recent years used Spirit in the Sky as their theme song?
No.
The Founder, with Michael Keaton,
McDonald's?
Yes. Yes. The founder, where Michael Keaton played Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's. It's a story about how he duped the McDonald's brothers, took their business, and crushed them.
That's right.
And there you are.
I like that. McDonald's is just a corporate overthrow.
Well, Ray Kroc, do you remember what business he was in? No. Milkshake machines.
Well, that's interesting.
And he was selling them to the McDonald's brothers, and he said, whoa, they got a thing going on here. And he went into business with them, and then he just destroyed them.
And he just stole the business right out from under them.
Well, he did. He did, and boy, they didn't like that.
I can imagine.
But Ray Kroc went on to become a billionaire with a B, and they went on to, I think, you know, they had a very tumultuous relationship. I think what happened was Ray said, because the deal was they could always keep their original store, and I think even the ending to the story was, at the very end, he said, you must change your name, so they changed it to the McDonald's Brothers. And then he opened up a McDonald's across the street and ran him out of business. So they were not a friendly bunch.
Well, that's business for you. Cutthroat.
Ray Kroc was cutthroat. Hey. Well, he didn't like him because he always felt they were trying to boss him around. So when he got the leverage to put it on him, he put it on him.
You know, like I said, business is cutthroat, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to be that cutthroat.
Oh, no. See, he's a billionaire with a B. That's all I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, right?
There were some other words they used to describe him, though, that were with a B.
That
weren't billionaire. But McDonald's brothers used to call him some other things.
You gotta throw some people under the bus if you want to become a billionaire. You gotta do it.
Yeah, but not the people who took you there. Had you not had the McDonald's brothers, that would have been.
But you got to share the money with those guys. I don't want to share the money with them.
Well, he gave them some money.
Well, yeah, you gotta, like, get rid
of them. Not anywhere near what they wanted.
Yeah, see, you gotta, you know, he you know, shook him off, and then all of a sudden he owns, like, the biggest fast food. Well, I don't know, he might be dead now. I don't know how, it's been a while.
Yeah, they're all dead now.
Yeah.
They're all long gone. But, you know, speaking on this note, apparently there's it's either a new documentary or a new book coming out about Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's. That started in Ohio. I don't know how many people know that. And I went to Dave Thomas's funeral.
Well, that's nice. Where was the first Wendy's at?
It was, I do know this, I went to the night of Dave Thomas's funeral, I went to the first Wendy's.
Where's it at?
Well, it's where it was. Oh, it's no longer there.
That's unfortunate.
Well, see, once Dave was dead,
they said, well, don't need that one anymore.
We'll take that one out. It was on Broad Street, right across from where the old Kosai was.
Really? That's interesting.
And I think it was right before the funeral, right after, we went down in homage of Dave Thomas. And ate at the first Wendy's, had what Dave liked to eat. He liked a single, which is cheese, mustard, and pickle. He liked the chili. He liked the frosty. He liked a fry and a drink.
Yeah, see, he's got a good order going on. That's about, well, I don't know. I don't usually get a sandwich.
That was the Dave Thomas.
Dave Single.
Yes. He was a good guy. A lot of people at his funeral. Boy, he had awards everywhere. And then he became famous, which he didn't expect, because he started doing the commercials.
Somebody got to do the commercials, I guess.
He always had a short sleeve white shirt on, and a tie, and an apron.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's
when you. Well, he was dead before you were. What year were you born?
03.
Oh, yeah, he was dead before you were born. He died, I believe, in. I believe he died in 01. 01 or 02.
That's nice. I guess.
Just think, before you were born, I was at the Dave Thomas funeral.
Having dinner at the first Wendy's.
At the first Wendy's, which was not a drive-thru.
I think that there should be more places, sit-down places. I feel like everywhere that opens up now is a drive-thru. I like sit-down restaurants.
Now, the Wendy's on Dublin Granville Road used to be still owned by it was called the Thomas Five, which was the Dave Thomas family. I'm not sure if it is anymore, because Wendy's still alive.
His daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't have red hair anymore.
What'd she do with that?
Turned gray. She's a little long on the tooth now.
Oh, yeah, you'll have that, I guess.
But, you know, she's never wanted to be a star, though. Wendy herself, I don't believe, ever appeared in a commercial. It kind of became a... what would you say? It became a cartoon, what was on the sign... Like that, yeah, there she is with pigtails and so on and so forth over there on the Wendy's building. That's not really what Wendy looked like. Maybe as a little girl, that's what she looked like. But that's long ago. The first Wendy's, I believe, opened in the 60s. Now, here's a trivia question for you. Who did Dave Thomas study under? A famous person? Yeah, he started working in the fast food business under somebody else, and then he went and opened up. See, he didn't have to be cutthroat. He didn't run the other. He didn't even try to do the same business as the other person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know who it was? No. Somebody you would know.
Somebody I would know?
Oh, yeah. You love this place. Colonel Sanders. He studied at the side of Colonel Sanders.
KFC's pretty mid. If you're going to get chicken, you got to get Lee's. You got to do it right. Get Lee's.
Well, that's Colonel Sanders' original recipe.
Lee's?
Yep.
Really?
There's a whole story there.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Lee's is in business. KFC, they're, you know, mid, like I said, Belize.
Well, let me tell you a story. Colonel Sanders was very particular about, you know, he cooked his chicken in pressure cookers. That's how he got it done quick over at KFC.
Well, that's good.
And he really wasn't a colonel, by the way. Yeah, he just, you know, he was a character. So anyway, he was getting long in the tooth. He started his business empire rather late in life, I believe in his 60s or something like that. So he's getting older. And Pepsi came along and made him an offer to buy his business. And he sold it because his kids weren't really interested in running it. And he thought he would probably die pretty soon. But he didn't die. He lived a long, I think he lived almost to 90 or maybe he did live to 90. But he got to be in his 80s. And while he was still alive, Pepsi decided to change the recipe on his chicken and change the recipe with his potatoes. And he did not take too kindly to this.
He said, we're not having that.
No, he got angry. He would give interviews to people, and he would say the potatoes taste like styrofoam. But the problem was, because his face was on the bucket and his name was in the commercials, he couldn't use his name or his face. Essentially, he had sold that to KFC, so he couldn't do anything. So he decides, even later in life, to open up another chicken franchise. Because the one thing he did own was his chicken recipe, and that's why Lee's is called Famous Recipe, because it's the Colonel's original recipe.
You don't say. Look at that. You know, I knew there was a reason that Lee's is better. Why was Pepsi buying fast food places to begin with?
Because they had the mayor cutthroat.
I suppose so. They're, you know, that's how
they
you
cut the Colonel's throat.
That's how you monopolize right there.
But the Colonel was an angry old fella. And he said, I'm going to open up another chain here and show you how it's done.
Look, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, like, things are just confusing to me. Like, I don't know. I don't know how he's going to sell KFC. And then after he sells KFC, be upset that, you know, they're changing things. Like, dude, you're no longer in charge. You sold the company. I don't know what you want.
Now, here from one of our listeners this morning. My dad worked at a Wendy's corporate in the 80s and early 90s. And helped make the commercials. Did a lot of traveling to New York and Los Angeles. Now, how about that? What are the odds I would get into a story at the Bratwurst Festival about Wendy's, and we'd have somebody who helped make the commercials? Now, did he work with Dave Thomas? Who knew? Well, I guess he did.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any, like, old commercials or Dave Thomas memorabilia? Does he have any of his old scripts? Those would be fun to look at.
I think I think we should open up a fast food business and then buy out all the other fast food businesses.
Well, it's a cutthroat business, I'll tell you that.
Hey, look, we just got to get some people who already have a pretty good thing going on and then just throw them under the bus and scoop it.
Can you imagine working with old Dave? I bet Dave Thomas could be I bet this guy's got some stories. Because, you know, they seem all nicey-nice. But I bet Dave Thomas didn't like... See if you can pull up a Wendy's commercial on your phone. We'll listen to an old Wendy's commercial. It'll be good to go back and listen. Now, make sure you put Dave Thomas, because actually the most famous Wendy's commercial was Clara Peller, Where's the Beef?
Yeah.
But then came Dave Thomas decided to start doing them, and he did them, 15, 20 years. Got a Dave Thomas Wendy's commercial?
I found a commercial from 1976 that's an animated Wendy's
commercial. No. Dave Thomas didn't start doing them until probably the late 80s.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm watching this animated Wendy Dance with Hamburgers.
Well, no, see, that's not going to get people in your you got to go. Dave Thomas became a great salesperson. Dave Thomas Wendy's commercials here. What we're sitting on the streets of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, waiting to see what guests arrive here and what happens today. It's going to be big, to be sure. Here's a Dave Thomas Wendy's commercial.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Parmesan sauce. One bite and you'll jump up and say,
gee, this is pretty good.
Exactly. Come try one today.
Boy, Dave really had a big part in that one. I think he had a whole three words or something.
Well, I mean, he is the kind of like the entire ad, but, you know, he's just kind of the visual.
See, people liked looking at it. He had those short sleeves and he had that tie on. He always looked like that.
He had the big glasses.
From our listeners this morning, he has at least one picture with him that I remember seeing. Not sure if he has more. Well, check into that. Call Dad up right now. Get him out and say, I'm listening to this radio show, and they're talking about Dave Thomas. They want to know if you have any old scripts or so on and so forth, and bring those on over. Wouldn't that be far? I'm not saying take Dad's scripts, but, you know, get to a Ditto machine and copy those off. You can see what... No, that's what era I live in. Ditto machines. Go down to the old Ditto machine and run those off. Like we don't have copy machines anymore or anything. Get the old Ditto machine out. Got another Wendy's commercial?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Get ready.
This is a young Dave Thomas.
This woman's, dad could have been involved with this thing.
Well, that's nice.
All right, here we go. DT, Dave Thomas.
Started Wendy's one restaurant and a philosophy. Don't have
quiet.
Well, that really wasn't much. Now, let's see. If I remember correctly, he was there for product integrity, making sure it looked right and in line with the brand.
Free food? Can I eat it?
Free food? Who said free food?
Well, I mean, if I'm testing quality, you know, I got to try it.
No, but I'm sure he took some pictures, even though in those days it would have been Polaroids or something. And he might have picked up a script or something that was laying there. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, that's not mine.
Well, he did it for years, apparently. Listen, call your father and ask him if he's got any old Dave Thomas scripts. And you can run off on the Ditto machine and bring over to the studio for, that's Ohio memorabilia, I'll tell you. Dave Thomas, a wonderful fellow. You know what? Play the because we got to give even time to McDonald's. Have you had your break today?
McDonald's is terrible.
No, their commercials now are awful. What's their slogan now?
Just their food in general. McDonald's
I'm loving it. Yeah, I don't like that. But they used to have that when it was. Have you had your break today from the early 90s? Oh man, that was a spot. See, that made you want to go eat McDonald's. Yeah, that's it. That's poor sound. You got a better sound quality one here? There we go. Make you want to eat McDonald's?
Oh yeah, you know I just want
to. That's a commercial. No, there's nothing.
Go down to the McDonald's.
And that's funny because that commercial, if even the visuals have nothing to do with McDonald's, it's like people dancing and tap dancers and so on and so forth. I think that's a wonderful spot.
There's a dude standing in the elevator with some McDonald's fries, and his fries are being stolen by everybody.
Yes, see, that's when people had money to make commercials. Commercials are terrible now. Terrible. They're terrible.
Well, I mean,
like that Amy Acton commercial. She had alcohol and drugs.
Oh.
Oh, every 5 minutes. I try to watch shows now before I go to sleep, and every time they go to commercial, it's, did you know Amy Acton did alcohol on prescription drugs? Good Lord. Stop. And then her commercial comes on. Did you know I lived in a tent when I was 12 years old? I mean, where? I mean, good Lord. Get this woman's father, Dave Thomas's old protege, and let's get some commercials made that got some breath to them. What do you make of these commercials, Matt? The tent and the drugs and alcohol. Now the one she's calling ICE, the KKK. And then there's that one where she says, I can't work the television remote. You know, come on.
Well, that's, I wouldn't be saying that I can't work a television. You know, it's like when, who was it? Was it Bush who was getting beat over the head because he didn't know how to work a self-checkout?
H.W. Bush, the father.
H.W. Bush.
Yeah. Poor man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Well, you think he was going to the grocery store as president? Hey, Barbara, the first lady, said, hey, George, can you go down and get a half gallon of milk? I mean, let's be real. I mean, of course he didn't know how to work the thing at the grocery store. He's living in the White House, for God's sake. Can you go get a loaf of bread? Get the car, go get a loaf of bread. He was staff. Jesus. How dumb.
Look, all I'm saying is he got beat over the head for not knowing how to use that.
Well, his Amy people Acton, should not allow him to go to the grocery store.
I don't know why. I don't know why Amy Acton's people let her talk about how she doesn't know how to use the TV remote.
No, she said it years ago during a COVID conference, so of course they've cut that out now and made her sound incompetent. They run that commercial every 5 seconds.
Why is she bringing up TV remotes during
COVID? I don't know. You know how she is.
I think Vivek's commercial is very effective.
Oh, it is. It is. But I'll tell you this. Mary Ellen, now this is why Mary Ellen Withrow is brilliant. The other night during the television taping, because she got angry, she said, I'm so tired of those commercials about the drugs and the alcohol. And she said, why won't she respond? And I brought up the one about not working the television. She said, oh, I hear that all the time. And she said, you know what she needs to do? Is she needs to do a commercial where she plays that ad, and then she's there sitting with a television remote, and she clicks the ad off with the television remote and then looks at the remote and go, it's not that hard. See, wouldn't that make sense?
I think that's a good idea.
That's savvy. That's Mary Ellen.
I think that'd be good.
Isn't that a great idea for an ad where you're beating, you take their own ad and use it against them?
Well, that's what you want.
You see, that's why Mary Ellen, even at this age and stage of her life, is still brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think so. I think Mary Ellen's always, you know, on it.
Did this woman ever call her father about Dave Thomas? We need to know these sort of things. Now, by the way, it is 51 minutes past the hour.
Moving right along.
We're on the streets here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, one of the things we do each and every year here at WGH Talk Radio, because we believe of going into the streets. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to spoil the surprise, but we do it every year. We got one more big event in September. That we do every year.
In September.
Yep. Then we got the elections in November. And then the fruitcake toss. Wrapping up the end of the year.
What do we cover in September?
Every year we do the fair in July. We do the Bratwurst Festival in August. And then we do something every September.
All right. See, I guess I just got the orders mixed up. I don't know. It all blends together at some point.
Well, it's my favorite, to be honest.
I mean, it's all right. It's okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Okay. You don't like that?
I mean, it's not bad, but, you know, I don't know.
Oh, man. I was thinking, what used to be some great commercials? What were, I mean, McDonald's had a great commercial. What's a very, because some of them used to have very good jingles that would stick in your head. Like that Have Your Break Today, that would stick in your head. Some of them had some great jingles. You know what, you remember when networks used to have theme songs too? Like they would sell their network by coming up with a theme song for the network. CBS, I thought it did best. CBS was in dead last place. Do you remember this? Dead last place in 1995 behind NBC and ABC. And so what they did is they went out and they hired all these old stars who had hit television series, like Bill Cosby was the biggest one. And they put him back with Felicia Rashad in a new comedy. They went up and hired Ted Danson, who used to be on Cheers. They hired Scott Bakula, who used to be on Quantum Leap. They hired Oh, who else did they bring in? They brought in a lot of people. But basically, these old television stars, Rhea Perlman, who was on Cheers, and they already had Dick Van Dyke on their network, and they had people like that. And their campaign ad was CBS Welcome Home. You know, welcome back, essentially, to television. And they went from last place that year to second place, and then within a few years, they were the first place network.
You know, I think it was a Hail Mary, but I think it was a successful Hail Mary.
Well, now look that. I bet that's on YouTube. YouTube that one real quick. 1996 CBS Welcome Home, because they had a whole spot with that. Let's see here. Okay, I think that's the same message we had before. 1996 CBS jingle. This is going to be good. This will be a little throwback for you. Welcome home. Yep, I think that's it. Here we go.
I'm doing the 10-minute money challenge.
Oh, what there's always a
money challenge.
Oh, that's not CBS didn't do that in 1996.
In the diamond light of an American night, there's a place I see. It's calling me. It's so bright. What a beautiful light, a beautiful sight.
Remember, they would play that all the time. I mean, and then they'd get their stars in front of the CBSI, and they'd be going, welcome home.
I know that.
Yep.
I don't know from where, but I know it. Yeah. Probably maybe just the radio, I guess, but
oh.
I know that theme song.
Now, the next year, we'll do one more here to round out this hour. The next year, they got even more catchy. It was called The Address is CBS Welcome Home. Now, they jazzed up the song a little bit. That was kind of a...
What?
It was called The Address is CBS Welcome Home. 1997 CBS promo. See, I'm full of information like this. I use a Ditto machine, but I got this stuck in my head. You see it? 1997, The Address of CBS Welcome Home.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Get ready. See, by then they were number one.
I know three of the people in that entire commercial.
Oh, that's depressing. Who do you know in that? I probably interviewed more than three people on that in commercial.
I know Chuck Norris.
Oh, he's dead.
Yep, Chuck Norris is dead.
Yeah.
I know, we just talked about the man. I just don't think about him.
You didn't know it. David Cosby. Bill Cosby. I've interviewed him, yes.
And Letterman.
Letterman? You didn't know the Touched by an Angel ladies? They were in there.
I didn't see any.
You don't know Murphy Brown, Candace Bergen?
Nope.
No, it's all fascinating.
And I don't know any of the actresses' names who play in Touched by an Angel. I just know...
Della Reese.
I just know what they look like.
By the way, 58 minutes past the hour here. We'll be taking a break coming up on the 10 o'clock hour here. We're in Bucyrus, Ohio at the Bratwurst Festival. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast today. It's flying right by. We're almost halfway done. We've got big guests coming up here. I believe the Bucyrus Bratwurst Queens are going to join us during the duration of this broadcast. And we'll also be joined by some polka accordion music, as we are each and every year. And possibly a special guest coming up right around the corner here on WGH Talk. You don't want to go anywhere. We are on the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio. The wet streets this morning, although they are getting drier as the day is going along. So we are all tremendously happy with that here in Bucyrus. People are starting to come out, open up their tents. I think the lemonade stand's about to open up. I see a lemon tree down there. So it's all coming about here in Bucyrus, Ohio. And we here at WGH Talk Radio are glad to bring you the broadcast. 159th Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Boy, oh boy.
You're listening to The Talking Place.
Starting at 9 p.m.
Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla